Found this story last night. I thought, this is a good one. The story about a young girl called Betty. She was all excited. It was Christmas Eve. But not only was it Christmas Eve, but the next morning, which was Christmas Day, was also her birthday. Do you like birthdays? Yeah. And she was expecting something special. Well, she was hoping for something special for her birthday. And Mum was getting everything ready, and she said, listen, I think the phone... There might be some phone calls today, and if it does phone, you are not allowed to answer. And just then the phone rang. Mum said, no, Betty, you're not allowed to answer it. So Mum went and answered the phone. It was Aunt Matilda on the phone. And she said, the first thing she said was, is Betty nearby? Yeah, she's right beside me. We'll send her out to the kitchen. So Mum sent Betty out to the kitchen. And Aunt Matilda said, look, I've made Betty a very special green dress. And it's all made up. Buttons, the sleeves, little pink, white sleeve, everything was done perfect. But Mum, but she said, I've got a problem. I haven't quite done the buttonholes yet. The buttonholes for the buttons to go in haven't been made. Can you make that? Yes, Mum said, I can make them. Good. Because I'll bring the dress around. So Betty will have it on the day, but you'll have to make the buttonholes. So the next morning when Betty woke up, guess what she saw at the end of her bed? A beautiful green dress. And she was so excited. Mum said, look, Betty, you have to wait until I make these buttonholes. How about today? No, today is Christmas Day. Can't be done. The next day is what? Boxing Day. And she said, well, Mum, can you make the buttonholes today? And Mum wasn't feeling too well. He said, look, Betty, I have to tomorrow. So Mother went and laid out on the couch and she went to sleep and Betty was playing with her other toys. And then she thought about that dress. She went and had a look at the dress and she thought, you know, buttonholes aren't hard to make, surely. Just a case of putting a hole here and there and there and put the button through it. What can be easier? So she got the scissors out and a knife and she started putting holes in the dress. And then after she put the holes in the dress, she then put the dress back on and got her little brother to put the button through the holes. And she came out to see Mum, who was still asleep, and she patted Mum on the head and said, Mum! I got the buttonholes made! And Mum said, what? Well, I'd put the holes in the dress and I got the buttons in the dress. It's all right. And Mother had a look at what she'd done. And even though she did her best, and Aunt Matilda had to come around and have a go, the dress was ruined. The dress was ruined. And Betty never ever wore that dress because it was completely ruined. And every time she looked at that dress, Betty had to learn a lesson. You know what the lesson was? Sometimes it pays to be patient. Are you good at being patient? We won't ask your mum and dad that one, will we? You may go back to your seats. How often we all need to learn that, don't we, to be patient. To be patient.